Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dad, I'm broke.
Hey, broke. I'm Dad.
Dad.
Okay, don't you have cash saved up from babysitting?
No, I spent it. I want my own bank account from S&T Bank. They offer free ATMs, Zelle, and an annual scholarship. Plus, when I open a Smart Start checking account, I get $100. See? I'm responsible.
Hey, responsible. I'm Dad.
Visit stbank.com/smartstart for details. Bonus available July 1st through September 30th, 2022. Opening deposit balance of $50 required. Member FDIC.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode-starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Lease. Today, we're diving into our series, Shit Out of Luck, taking a look at how the Wolf of Moscow was finally captured. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. You can check them out today at poddex.com and use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your purchase. But you might be asking yourself, well, what is Poddex? Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. Whether you're a new podcaster or existing one looking to grow your audience or get more engagement, you're going to want to check out poddex.com and use that code Larry21 for 10% off your order. If you stick around to the end of the episode, you'll be able to see Poddex in action in our Poddex segment. But of course, on to our main topic. And with this being a Russian serial killer, I'm probably going to butcher his name. Apologies. But hey, he's dead. What's he going to do to me? The Russian serial killer, Vasily Komarov, better known as the Wolf of Moscow, admitted to killing 33 men after his arrest in 1921. One of the earliest known modern serial killers in Russia. Komarov was born in Vitebsk to a poor family in 1871. He grew up, joined the army, and got married. To outsiders, he seemed like an ordinary man leading an ordinary life. Beneath the surface, however, he had long been an alcoholic and a criminal. He started drinking at the age of 15. He attempted to rob a military warehouse as a young man, for which he was sentenced to a year in prison. He beat his wife and children, and witnesses told detectives they had seen him try to hang his 8-year-old boy before his wife intervened. And at some point in the early 1920s, he began killing dozens of men. He was caught only when visiting police noticed a body hidden in his haystack. The Wolf of Moscow worked as a horse trader and a bootleg alcohol salesman. Oddly, it was the former job that led him to his victims. Upon going to the marketplace in Moscow, he would find potential buyers for his horse and bring them back to his house, promising promising outrageously low prices. At his home, he offered them vodka, and as the buyers sipped on the drink, he'd kill them, either by hitting them with a heavy object, strangling them, or slitting their throat. Then he'd truss their bodies, put them in a sack, and dispose of their remains in the neighborhood where he lived. Others were thrown into the river. This happened again and again until police visited his home. They were there on a bootleg alcohol investigation, though some sources say that was just a cover for their suspicions. It was then that they found the Wolf of Moscow's latest victim in the stable. He eventually confessed to that killing and many others. He said murder was, quote, an awfully easy job. He also alleged that his wife was a willing accomplice. Whether or not this was true, we'll never know. They both were sentenced to death and killed by firing squad on June 18, 1923. Let us know in the comment section below your thoughts about the Wolf of Moscow. Have you heard of this case before? And hey, is there another case we should be talking about? Let us know. If you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow, grow our content, grow our channel, bring in new hosts, bring in new writers, and be able to actually pay them. And now on to our popular segment. So today's question from the True Crime Poddex deck is, why do you think people join a cult in the first place? I think there's plenty of reasons. One, it's a sense of belonging. Two, you're part of a, in a strange sense, part of a family. And three, that group, for the most part, doesn't really look down on you as a, I guess what you'd call like a, not an outsider, but just a, as a nobody. Like, you're actually somebody. Like I said, you know, you belong in a group. And I think they're just looking for answers too. And the cult is the first place they go, and that they got answers that they, I guess, believe. Let us know in the comment section below why you think people join a cult. Thanks for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.